We're going to be starting the Mishnah again on the Testament Aleph, first Mishnah.
She didn't answer that the zealots burnt down her father's Torah.
Yeah, they
didn't
answer. Keresh, Dreimaz, and Nirmaz. A Keresh can do business transactions by moving his hands and head. It's not sign language. I translated sign language probably wrong. It's sign motions. Hand motions. Head motions. The Mesehra Mekhaifetz and Nikvetz, the Mesehra says he can move his lips. And Rashi says that's not as good as the indications with his hands and his head. The Metautlan, it only works by movable objects, not by land. Ha-Pu'utais are young children who are not of age yet to make a legal biblical transaction. Mekhaifetz and Nikvetz, Rabbanon said that they can make a sale by Metalklin. Rashi, Raimas and Nirmas, Mashu Raimas Kayim. What he does is a remedian works, Mashu Raimas and Leibu Misrasa Kayim. If they hint it to him, he agrees it works. Remiza Biyadav Ubarashai, some with his hands and head. He says Akimas Vasayim, Kavtsapia, she moved her mouth. The Aina Sinkim and Simon Nikka Karamiza. Rashi is telling me it's not on the level of Remiza. Metalklim, Mokha Metalklim. Zuck the Gemara Vayter.
None of the same
standard,
but it helps for what part?
I'm sorry?
It's not the same.
So Ben says it works. According to the Tanakhama, Kvisa would not work. He holds you need Remiza. Tanakhama says Raimas Vinir.
The innocent Nicker. Remiza.
According to the Tanakhama, it's not good enough.
Can everybody mute themselves, please?
No, it means it doesn't work. That's what it means. It's not as good, therefore it doesn't work. Aber of Nachman. Machloikas by Metalklin. The Machloikas is by Metalklin. I will be getting, but by getting. Divri Yaakov Remiza. Everybody holds, you need Remiza. Pizza is not good enough. Practicum Rapshita, Metalklin Gnan. This Machloika said the Metalklin. So why would I think it's by getting it the same? Practicum Rapshita, Metalklin. I would think that it works by getting also, because I would think that by getting it also works, because marriage can be done by kvitza. So just like marriage can be done by kvitza, divorce can be done by kvitza. Mash Malan, no. That you need remiza and you need remiza, and Rashi says that Kamash Malan, that by getting even Remiza doesn't work. Rashi says that by getting even Remiza doesn't work, I guess you would need more than Remiza, which is, I guess writing would be the higher level, I guess.
Doing the eyes, doing the hands, moving the mouth, how do you distinguish between that?
Again, you're asking me to explain something.
Rebbe's the Adam
Gavliel. I know. The Adam Gavliel says that Rashi says it's not as indicative as moving down. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Rashi.
They both are nothing. There's something. It's a hand.
You're asking the question four times over. I heard you. Rashi says one is more indicative than the other. Ikidi, I remember if Nachman Kamachlekes was Tautlin, Kachmachlekes beginning. I have a number of Metalklin. Now the Mishnah only says Metalklin. But the Gemara, I have a Metalklin. Rashi, I will be getting the Kaimel and Cheresh and also Mishnah is Cheresh. We learn by a Cheresh who married after he became a Cheresh. And Ratzel Lahaytzi Yaytzi. He can divorce her. Shem Shekhanas Bermisa, Kachmaytzi Bermisa. Shita, Metalklin, Tanah Milsa the Bimsero. Said it by Metalklin that Kvitsa works. Now the time of Metalklin, Kamar, the coach can be getting. That the Chiddush is an even works by Metalklin, You shouldn't think it only works by getting Mishum to defeat the Congress, defeat the Yaitzi, since the marriage was done by mouth movement, so can the divorce. You would have a Havamina. Rabbinic acquisitions can be taken care of by rabbinic divestate. What's the word? Divestiture? You mean you divest something? Divest. You can buy it with Kvitza, you can sell it with Kvitza, which means you can do Kedushin, so you can do Get. But Metatlin, the Cheresh got it biblically. He inherited it. So who says he can sell it using a rabbinic means? That's the Chiddush in this Mishnah. Meaning, the Gemara is saying, no, you would think that by Gittin, for sure Kvitza works. He marries her with Kvitza, he can divorce her with Kvitza. Mashenke by Metatlin, he inherited it. That's what I would think. The Mashma Rav Nachman Metatlin, Davkin, Okim, and Mesera. But why by Gittin? Not by Gittin, period. I made a mistake. And by Gittin, you need Remiza. It doesn't work. You have to know where to put the comma in this Rashi. If Kvitza does not work by Gittin, everybody agrees that by Gittin, you need Remiza. But of course, loy by Remiza, but loy by Kvitza. And by land, neither of the two work. The Halakha Mishum Kadechai have taken Rabbanu Kibla Kaman. Here is that he should be able to live. Land is not necessary to sell to live. That's an extra. So they never made a Takana. He's not a Bardas. They never made the Takana. They only made the Takana by Metaltlin. Again, let me explain the Gemara. The Mishnah has an argument by Metaltlin whether you need the higher level indication, which is Remiza, or the lower level indication, which is Kvitz, is good enough. So the Gemara's question was, the Gemara said, that by Gittin you need the higher level, the Riakob Remiza. But the Gemara, well, obviously, the Mishnah only says Metaltlin. I would know that Gittin needs the higher one. That the Gemara, no, you can make an argument a different way. That by Gittin, since he married her with a low-level indication, he can divorce her with a low-level indication. But Metatlin inherited biblically, maybe he cannot divest himself from it with a low-level indication. Kamash Malon, even by Metatlin. So that's what Rav Nachman has to tell me, no, that by Gittin we need a higher-level indication, both for marriage and divorce. You cannot do it with Kvitza, you have to do it with Remiza. And by land, none of it works. Not Remiza, not Pizza. That's the first Lashon. The second Lashon is saying that the same Machlokes is by Gittin. That by Gittin we do allow Pizza. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, Shemiguna we never brought in. We used to have this whole thing, Shemiguna, we're trying to make all the rules in the world, right?
Right.
Does that apply here? Why get maybe more meat? More lenient, not to do with you got the by this, we'll do it by this. Why are we bringing Iguna in here to clean it all up? Iguna means we don't want her to be in limbo.
It's not limbo.
If it's not good.
You never married.
Never the divorce part.
Again, the divorce has to be done at the same level of marriage.
Or better. Right. So I'm thinking, why don't we say we should... There's
no Iguna here. Why isn't Iguna here?
We want her to be divorced. And not... He said, look,
how did he marry her? Excuse me. How did he marry her?
By regular tradition.
He did not. He was a cheresh.
Okay, by whatever it was.
Again. What is that, whatever it was?
That's true, I understand that, but I'm saying...
There's no Iguna!
Even if you say it's not the same, you don't hear that part of it, but Iguna should always come...
Again, here we go again. I mamas don't understand you. How did he marry her?
I thought you said that maybe it's not different. Maybe you don't compare it to...
Again. The Mishnah says... A cheresh can be mighty, marry a mighty b'remiza. That's the Mishnah. Now, can he be mighty and marry b'kvitza? What would Ben Beseira say by get? Our Mishnah says that by metaltlin, Ben Beseira says he can effect a sale or buy something b'kvitza. I want to know, by get, the Mishnah in Yavama says a cheresh can marry and divorce b'remiza. How about kvitza? Which is not as good. Whatever works for marriage works for divorce. So the Mishnah said, the Metalklim, comes along Rav Nachman and says, by Gittin, you need Remiza. Kvitz is not good enough. Zakti Gemara, why do I need Rav Nachman to tell me? The Mishnah says it's only by Metalklim. So you had two Terutzim. First Teretz is, Rav Nachman is trying to tell me you would make an argument that Gittin is simpler than Metalklim.
Why?
Because the acquisition was rabbinic, so the divesting of it can be done rabbinically. Masha Enkein, by Metalklim, he inherited biblically. Who says he can sell it? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even that he can sell rabbinically. That would be a Havamina. Comes Rav Nachman along and says, no. By marriage and divorce, we insist on a higher level of indication, of remiza. That's the first lashon. So going to the first lashon, a cheresh can only marry by remiza, not by kvitza. And he can only divorce by remiza, not by kvitza.
Remiza deraisa?
No.
Still drabana, but
yes.
That's
the first lashon. Second lashon is saying, Rav Nachman came along and said, Gittin and Metalklim are the same, that Beseirah would allow kvitza. There is no iguna issue.
Why?
Because if it doesn't work, she's not married. He's marrying her and divorcing her on the same level.
He married her already.
How?
Let's say Remiza.
Fine.
Okay, stop. I'm sorry. And then he wants to divorce her by Kvitza.
He needs the same level
and
divorce.
That's why I came in and said maybe you wouldn't need that because he couldn't be Guna. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe.
That's right.
Maybe he married her with
And then he can't divorce her. Then he can never divorce her.
We never had this before. We've had the whole time.
What?
Even
with Remiza. A person who married a woman when he was a Bekeach and became a Cheresh cannot divorce his wife. Not about that.
Again,
this gets involved, and I mentioned it briefly last week, and I don't want to go there. Chazal tell us that Cheresh is not a Bardas, either because lack of communication automatically cuts him off from Das, or because he's miswired. This is a Machlokes Achronim. And that miswiring in the brain that led to Cheresh also causes lack of Das. Now, this is a big Machlokes Achronim. It's Negev, it's Manaseh. When they can communicate with Chereshim and they show to have a lot of intelligence, is that changed halacha or not? Is a major machlokes. I'm not going there.
If a person becomes a Cheresh, he loses his
das. Correct.
And does it make them entirely lose the hearing?
No, I never saw anybody say a difference. Again, it gets involved in what happens. What makes him a not bar das? The fact that he no longer can communicate? Or because it's a miswiring? This is a big machloikas and chayin, have nothing to do. This is a machloikas and cherish b'chol.
But my stuff, all the matter heavy over Kvitza, whatever it is, or it's only to abundant to marriage?
Correct. You must have had it 50 times already. We had it in Yavamas, we had it before. That a cheresh is only married rabbinically.
But that has to do with the
rabbanan made it like deraisa? I don't know what that means. The rabbanan made it a marriage. No. It's not a deraisa. It's rabbanan. If she's mizana, she's not chayav misa.
No,
she can't.
What's that called, Rabbi?
Call mekadesh and daraisa rabbanan mekadesh. He can't be mekadesh. He's not a bar das. Biblically not. He's not married to a Midaraisa. He can't make a kinyan Midaraisa. I don't know what that means. I know what it means. He can't acquire anything biblically. He's not a Bar Das.
Didn't know that.
He's five. Can a five-year-old marry a woman Midaraisa? Why not?
If his father marries him off.
There's no such thing by man.
All right.
By girl, it's the right son. You're right.
So when he when the Sacheresh passes away and he leaves his Yorushim, are they Midoraisa getting a Yerusha?
Well, they're his kids. Not doing marriage. You can have kids out of wedlock and they inherit them.
He's not Kayev and a woman still.
Apuutais mekach memka mekach umemka memka b'metaltlin. Frankly, Gemara bat kama. At what age does this kick in? At what age do we say that they can make effect transactions rabbinically? That the Gemara machmir Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Barei. Rav Yehuda showed Rav Yitzchak his son kvar shis kvar shev, 6 or 7. Rav Kahan amr kvar shev kvar tamni, 7 or 8. Masnitil Tana the Brisa says Kvar Teisha Kvar Etzer 9 or 10. But like Bligi, Kol Chad B'Chad Levi Chorfei. It depends how sharp the kid is. It can be as early as 6, and as late as 10. Before I shall speak out, even if the kid's brilliant, not under 6. Chazal made the Takana anywhere between 6 and 10. By that point, by 10, all kids are capable of making transactions rabbinically. The time am I? Why did they make this Takana? Because they have to be able to buy food. They have to be able to walk into Ungers and buy a donut. And therefore, if their transactions would be null and void, they wouldn't be able to walk into Ungers and buy a donut. Rashi. Nobody will sell them food. Nobody will buy anything from them. Okay, Zuck to Gemara Vayter.
No,
this is not talking about
an
apotropis.
I would assume you would have an apotropis.
Even if they do, it doesn't make a difference. They have the ability to make transactions in Metalphim once they're sharp enough to do it.
Even with an apotropis?
I think so, yes. I think so. You asked me a question, I answered you. I might be wrong, but that's what I think. Okay, because we brought Rab Abba Amar Rabbi Abba Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So we're going to quote another halacha, another statement from Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yechanan that has nothing to do with our Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Sorry, by Yoimer Lasher Amaltecha. Okay, this is a story when Yehu became king. Yehu made a revolution against Achav. We're not here to learn Jewish history now or Tanakh. Tanakh is not Jewish history. Tanakh is what's negayah for the eternity of Klal Yisrael. And Tanakh brings a story that Yehu made a revolution against Achav. And he wanted to get rid of all Ovdei Habaal. So he came up with this plan that he's going to make a huge holiday for the Baal. And he told the person in charge of his treasure, of his place where he kept, certain clothing should be given to Ovdei Habaal to identify them, to give them chshivas. They all came. Big holiday for Baal. He gave them special clothing, and then he told the soldiers to kill every one of them. That's what happened. So it says, "Vayomer l'Asher Malticha." He told the person in charge of the Malticha. What does he translate Malticha? Storage house. Malticha. Very good. I can do the same thing too. I know why he wasn't translated because of the. But it's a kind of clothing. Get clothing to all those that serve the Baal. It's a kind of thing that you can roll.
Roll and stretch.
Rashi. Because it's Rabbi Abba Yaakov, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that's why we mention this. Davar ha-nimla v'nimtach, big day pishtan hein, shechutan nimtach, that your thread can be rolled, like they melila, shemaylo b'atzmaisav, he rolls it with his fingers, kishutavu, when he spins it. Dr. Gemara Vaitre. Yasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, shigir loy bunim ben nunim.
I'm sorry, this clothing is the word, the fabric. Showed it was obvious to.
He gave it specially to the Ovdei Habaal.
In other words, the soldiers could see who was wearing it.
Exactly.
It was something.
Exactly.
Material
was exactly.
Not when he came to buy.
Again, this is what he gave out to all of the Abao, for the soldiers to be able to kill. It wasn't bright yellow jacket. It doesn't say that.
Later, they were how soon after he gave them the
bill? Right away. He made this big holiday. Thousands and thousands of people came. They were very proud to wear this. It's a holiday for the Abao. Well, that was the last thing they wore. What? He was a very rich man. Rashi says, Yisrael Usher Havi. The Rebbe, he sent Rebbe, Sivni Chaimas Salsala Umalmala. That's what he sent him. Four different kinds of linen. Very thin, good linen. Sivni v'chaymes, amgoza opalgoz amgoza. Those two, you can take a huge talus and fold it up to be the size of 1.5 walnuts. That's how thin it was, that you could fold up a big piece of clothing, it doesn't say how big, to a 1.5 walnut size. And silsilumamala, kipsikta opalgozimsikta. The other two were able to be folded up to a 1.5 gallnuts. I don't know what a gallnut is exactly. Size. Acorn. Okay, it's smaller. My mamala, davar hanimlo benimtach. Again, what he said, rubbed and stretched?
Rolled
and stretched. Period. Rashi. Sivni v'chay mes v'kashal salo mamala. Arba minim shabig de pishtum tak v'tayv. At kama, that's right there. Kamguzi bag, kamguzi talus, kudaisu the mitasai, fit his size, shumi kapla, the yaisi yaisi me'egas v'chaitzi. Imagine if you have a talus, and you can fold it up like your Shabbos into the size of 1.5 walnuts. Pretty good. Psikta galanch, achum chazerim, pig food. Practi gemara, v'tiyusam at kama. If they make a mistake, can they tell once and take it back? Meaning when a gadol makes a mistake, we have a whole sugyan bab metzia, up to a sixth. And a sixth is called inor, and he can change his mind. How about a katan? Right? They made a takan, and he can make a sale or a buy. What if there's a mistake? So to Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zera, at shtus kegadol. Same amount like a gadol. Rashi, at kama hadra, at shtus kegadol. At shtus kana kaina magzirena, like a gadol. And a sixth, the transaction is good, but the money has to be returned, the extra. Yaisim ishtos batul mekach. It's more than a sixth, the transaction is void. Vaya vaya. Matanase mahu. What happens if a present? Can a pu'utai give a present? Dr. Gemara, b'yemram e matanase matana. And Ramay Ramash, yamram matanase matana. Apchu, they turned around the mandiyamim by mistake. Meaning they sent the Shaila, they quoted each one the opposite way. Which is Grul Lakamadra Mordchai. Means they said that Rabbi Yemer said no, and my Barabashi said yes. Just the opposite. They quoted Rabbi Yemer saying yes, and my Barabashi saying no.
What is it, returning a matana?
Can a cut and give a matana? There's a takana, he can make a sale. How about give presents? Can an 8-year-old give you a present? Amalei, Zulu Amalabar Mar, go tell my Rebbe's son. That he's quoting his father wrong. Because there's one talking to me. He had one foot on the step and one foot on the ground. I asked him to Shiloh. Healthy or Rachmana Litzlan, if he's a Shrimira, it works. Rashi. If it's only for his needs, he only has to be able to sell, not give a present. Or maybe he owes people presents, so he gives them presents, so it's like a sale. Abchu b'nei yeshiva told they made a mistake. They changed the mandamrim around. So Rav Mordechai heard that his Rebbe's son said, "Hey, matanasa matana." That's not what he said. He said matanasa matana, but it was misquoted. Shidlu l'kamei d'Rav Mordechai, come on, sir. The answer of Mordechai, what does he owe? Zilu amalei l'bar mar, shidlu l'cha Rebbe. Tell the son of my Rebbe. Rav Mordechai Tamidus Rav Ashi Hoya. Rav Mordechai was a Talmud of Rav Ashi. The Kama Mekai Mitzvah. Except the Soit Tamidin Lekad, the Levoya Talmud L'Rav, Ain L'Shir. It says when the Talmud escorts the Rebbe, there's no Shir. Rav Mordechai Alviel Rav Ashi. So we see Rav Mordechai was a Talmud. Kikoi Ma Rav Ashi Adarga. Sulam Shel Aliyas Beis Medrash. He was on the ladder of the second floor of the Beis Medrash, yes.
When a person gives a cut on the desk,
he cannot give it back biblically.
Okay. But he can't, was he
kona
biblically?
Yes, because that's
a charismata. I don't know what that means.
There's a halacha that says that if you have da'at and give a cut in the presence, it works biblically.
But he can't be kona it.
He can be kona it because your da'at works.
That,
that's be,
I thought it'd be a two-fold thing.
This is going to be a sugya coming up in Meretz Hashem about 6 blocks from now. 4 or 5 blocks from now. So stay tuned. We'll get to Meretz Hashem and everybody have a wonderful day.